I accidentally deleted Andy's thing, you'll need to look up on the list of all the cleansers.
Well, for all I know, once we're out traveling, he's going to want to hit a lot of Walmarts on the way. Who knows?
But if one of those are good,
yeah,
then
we could use it. Yeah? Well, that's just dirt, man.
Hmm.
I go off and have it there.
Well, don't tell me.
Yeah, that's why I gotta get a new set of back tires, too. Oh, yeah. They're looking great. We're gonna need to brush off all the pumpkin recipes, man. Well, oh, that's an interesting way to handle the tomato issue for a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Lisa is a marvel of reuse. Whatever's handy, she'll put to use. Oh, it's the bladder pool.
Yeah.
Me personally, I think it's just fill something up with water, get in there, have some fun,
yeah,
and then dump it out before it gets too heavy. And then do it again next time.
I remember telling my mom I wanted a swimming pool, so she blocked up both sides, like from our property, she blocked up there, to the end of our property, and she blocked it up. She filled it up with water, she was still playing. That was like my main
goal. Well, another rest of your sisters were interested?
Sister went up there with me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
But it was always Lisa, huh? Lisa was always asking for the big stuff.
Well, you know, my friend Angel had a swimming pool, and she always invited me over, and I wanted to do the same for her. There was no way I was inviting her to go sit in the curb of water with me.
What's that? Something horrible?
That's a flat in the car. In the middle of the road.
Yeah, fun. Yeah? Poor Lisa Jane.
So,
not trying to keep up with the Joneses. It just wasn't working
out. So, I'm not
going
to.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, not the Joneses. I just wanted to do something nice for angels that come swim in my pool. You know?
Yeah.
Because her brothers were always around, and that was an issue. Wasn't it? Anyway, well,
you're a good person, Lee. Oh. dog trainer?
Crap, no.
Cell phone? No, it doesn't even ring. No service. Just being a voice recorder. Not much else. Oh, anyway. I didn't wake up at 2 in the morning and decided to stay up. So, I think I'm in better shape than I would have been yesterday. How about that? Okay. Just trying to get this thing accomplished. That. He wasn't even in really big rush either. And it's like, what? Casey's standpoint sounded like, oh my gosh, we have to help him. The big time technician for the Whirligig is going to come work on the Whirligig. He said, yeah, it's down. I said, yeah, I've noticed. It's not turning. Good winds, but we're not catching them. That's why I think the wind turbine is kind of a virtue signaling, really. I don't think they really I don't think they're really worth it. But the federal government will throw tons of money at it because it's green. So there are certain companies and organizations that will gladly take that money and turn it into wind generators.
Well, hopefully it's given people
jobs.
Good morning. You know, the people who actually build them, make it.
Somebody has
The truckers who ship them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The people who put them together once they've all the parts of the ship.
But that's basically it, and you're going...
The teachers who teach the kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then whoever gets a job to maintain them, to keep them whirling.
Right.
So, all those people have jobs.
Oh, no, I'm not... Yeah, it's all that green job stuff, but it all comes back to the thing of... Is this really seductive? Or is it all just kind of made up? And to a certain extent, I think it's all kind of made up. It isn't a bad thing, just not. In the end, I question it being a good return on investment. I think the only reason they're happening at all is that it's heavily subsidized. If at some point that subsidy went away, I think they would be abandoned. A lot of people out there, I tell you. A lot of action.
Good morning.
A lot of action.
Beautiful. Good morning.
So yeah, that's kind of the thing about it. It's almost like, so things sound like they break pretty readily, and you go, oh yeah.
So if Andrew teaches this stuff, why are you being out here for tonight?
Well, you have to understand, he's not there. I don't think he worked on this stuff before. He was I forget what he taught in high school. He was like a shop teacher. You know? Sadly, the kind of job you get when you come from the Army and you're just a basic soldier in the Army, going out and doing things like that, and you're going, here's the sad part, it isn't training for much of anything. Except being a soldier, you know. Don't speak ill of soldiering. But, yeah. There's a guy I knew. First went to work for Alsace. He had done his hits with the Army. He was a grenade launcher guy. He ran the grenade launcher. And he said, yeah, not terribly useful terrain any place except in the military. And he said, I don't want to be in the military anymore. So he was working at Alsace, and they're going, yep. Although I push it a little harder than other people. contacted and have injuries. So
well, I'm grateful.
Me too. Thank you. your body's ability, at least to overcome any intervention from it, it will behave the way it wants to behave.
That's wonderful.
I know.
And all boiled it did, so. Hybrid, you know. You just hope and pray that you can still eat it. Well, first of all, I think most of the stuff that we're instructed to do now is basically to make our time in the spirit world more pleasant. You know, paradise as opposed to prison. Uh-huh. Which one is
it? It makes a lot of sense given the fact that, you know, Christians who I think have a pretty lively sense of what the scripture is trying to convey, they're all about heaven and hell, right? As opposed to, you know, avoid sin, repent, so that you can avoid punishment, right? And that's strictly a spirit world sort of a thing, you know?
Yeah. Spirit paradise versus
course, they think that that's it. You know, that there's really nothing beyond that. And when they say judgment, it really kind of ends up being that first judgment, which is to say, let's take a look at you. Oh my gosh, you're a dirty freaking mess. You gotta get cleaned up. There's the people who have repented and stuff like that. They're pretty much basically clean. They're good to go. You get to hop to the front of the line. You're going to spend some time waiting in the waiting room, you know, in the queue. But pretty shortly they'll be going on to judgment, on to whatever it is they're headed for. So, you know, think about this, because, you know, all the repent. It's what Alma says, it's what Amulek says, what, you know, everybody says. That's basically the thing to do. And the whole thing about, you know, the doctrine of Christ, and you're going, the doctrine of Christ is basically faith, repentance, baptism. And you'll get to get the Holy Ghost, and you go, beyond that is a whole other thing. It seems to run a whole different course. I think it still ends up being it isn't a mutually exclusive thing. It isn't like, you know, if you repent of all of them, if you go to paradise, does that mean you're going to go to the celestial kingdom? If you go,
no.
You can keep all of them. You know, I know. Social justice career go to the celestial kingdom? I think the answer is basically yes, they can. Even though they've been tricked in gullies and they may have all kinds of weird ideas stuck in their head, and they go, yeah. Well, it has to do with the kind of person they are and what's in their heart. Oh, Maddie. Oops. There is...